Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Stuck, Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. Getting your message out correctly is really, really important. And our special guest today is Donna Loeffler from Mind Your Heart Marketing. Thanks for coming, Donna.
Hi, thank you, Mary. It's great to be here.
So we're going to be talking about messaging for engagement. What's the biggest mistake people make, Donna?
Oh, the biggest mistake that people make is that they are just very vague with their message. And they use words that maybe they understand what that means, but their people they're trying to reach don't understand that. And so that is what I see quite often. And that's usually the thing that holds people back.
So rule number one is be really clear and know the same language as the people you're talking to.
Yeah, and to be very specific.
Okay. Can you give a good example of that?
The first thing is to really get to know your target market so well that you know their problems inside and out, and especially their biggest problem. And so their biggest problem is something that might actually keep them up at night, worrying about it. Like, for me, it might be someone who is not understanding technology and they're worried that if they don't get any clients, they're going to have to shut their business down. And that would keep them up at night. So that would be an example of specific language that you could use. Another thing is to use language that paints a picture in a person's mind's eye, you know, so they can see that in their mind's eye. So that actually example would be the same, like they could see themselves lying awake at night in bed. So anything that paints a picture in the mind's eye is a really good example.
Okay. Now, should people be very detailed when they're getting a message out, or do they need to be short and sweet?
Well, the shorter the better, because you have about 3 seconds now, or maybe even 2 or 1 second, you know, it keeps getting less and less to gain someone's attention. So it's really important to just have something that's short, concise. And that's the difficult thing, is people like to talk on and on, you know, instead of getting right to the point. And it's harder to say something clear and specific in a short amount of time than a long period of time. But you really have to, pare it down.
Somebody suggested that AI can help you with that. So you've got a sentence that's 25 words long and you can tell AI to bring it down to 10.
Yes, absolutely. And I've actually created what they call a custom GPT. And that's something that I have used my own formula. I call it the foolproof elevator pitch formula, because, you know, you've heard of that idea of the elevator pitch where you're in the elevator and you have to tell somebody that, oh, so what do you do, you know, as you're going up 12 floors or whatever, and you have literally 30 seconds to say before the doors open. You know, this is sort of an old school way of thinking about it, but it still works. And to say you have 30 seconds, what can you say in 30 seconds that will capture their attention? And mostly have them say, oh my gosh, that's me, or that's somebody I know, I want to hear more. You know, so you don't have to tell them everything, but spark their curiosity.
What other kinds of things do you want people to know about messaging?
Well, what do I want them to know? Mainly that messaging is the most important thing I think that you can possibly do for your marketing, and especially online, but all marketing for any kind of business. When you get that message dialed in and it is the right thing for the right people that you're trying to reach, your ideal people, I say that it's really like gold. It's like magic. It's like when you get that out and and people start going, that's me, that's me, that's me, you go, oh my gosh, this was so easy. Like, I can't believe that that I didn't think of this before. But sometimes it takes time to dial that in, and test it, test the market, try this message, try that one. And if you're not getting a response, yeah, keep tweaking it and changing it. So this chat GPT, custom GPT thing that I've created, it steps you through that process, of saying, well, maybe it could sound a little bit better if you did this or you did that, the specific questions that will help you fine tune that.
Right. And get feedback. Talk to people who are potential customers and ask them, is this making sense? Is this clear? What do you think I do?
Yes, perfect. What do you think I do? And if they say, I don't know what you do, that's a really big red flag. Happens a lot, though. Truthfully, it does.
It is. I met someone once who came up with an elevator haiku. So you
Okay.
do it in like 3 lines, 17 syllables.
Love that. Wow.
To be able to really be concise about what it is you do. And sometimes people do more than one thing, but for this audience today, you have to pick one thing.
Yeah, really, ideally, one thing, and also to think about the biggest problem that the people that you're trying to reach have, and just the one problem. Because sometimes people will, well, a lot of times people will come to me and they'll say, like, you know what, I can actually help anybody. Okay, what do you help anybody do? Well, I just help them be happy and have a good life. That's so vague and so broad. You can't help everybody have a good life. I mean, that's just, nobody knows who you're talking to, really. Like they say, if you say everybody, you really mean nobody. And that's how people hear it.
Right. So one of the things I work with startups, and I always say you have to be able to tell me right off the bat that you help these people solve this problem so they can.
Yep, love that.
And then the what next thing is why you're uniquely qualified to solve that problem. Because in my experience, so many startups want to start off with their secret sauce, and this is such a cool process, and you don't know what it's for.
Yeah, so true. And really, don't even, most of the time, people don't want to know how you do it. They just want to know that you can help them, that you can solve their problem. They don't care how you're going to do it as long as you can solve it. So, most important thing definitely to focus on.
Exactly. So we're going to put contact information and links in the comments so people can get a hold of you. I think you've got some seminars coming up.
Yes, I do a once a month workshop. It's called the What to Say workshop. And so I keep the group small purposely so that we can come in there together as a group, as a safe space to practice your 30-second elevator pitch and write it, in the workshop and get it done and then practice it with constructive feedback, not having anyone pick anything apart, but to have constructive feedback so that you can fine-tune it. It's hard to get a group of people together ever. To let alone to run something by them. So it's, and then also to use this AI tool if they would like to that I've created also. And it's all free, 100%. I do it once a month, as my first step, because if people can get this dialed in, whether they want to come to work with me or not, they are way ahead of the game, to have this figured out. Because you can use this message in all sorts of marketing, not just an elevator pitch, but on landing pages and bios on social media, everywhere.
That's excellent advice and information. Thank you so much, Donna Loeffler from Mind Your Heart Marketing. And I'm Mary Scott with Business Ref. I want startups to be wildly successful. And one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessref.com. And join us again next time for Stock Time to Improv.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.